Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Teledyne Technologies, a leading provider of sophisticated electronic and instrumentation products. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in the technology sector, and how they compare to other companies in their industry. Let's get started.
Teledyne Technologies operates in a high-tech industry with significant innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and risk aversion impact their strategic decisions and market performance?
Overconfidence and risk aversion play important roles for Teledyne Technologies. Overconfidence might lead them to overestimate the success of new technologies or acquisitions, potentially leading to overinvestment or strategic missteps. Risk aversion could make them cautious about entering new markets or pursuing high-risk projects, which might limit their growth opportunities. Balancing these biases is essential for making informed decisions and maintaining a competitive edge in the technology sector.
Teledyne Technologies' management of these biases impacts their market strategies and product development. Effectively balancing overconfidence and risk aversion helps them navigate the complexities of their industry.
Exactly. Managing these biases effectively is crucial for sustaining a strong market presence and adapting to industry changes.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Teledyne Technologies. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is crucial for Teledyne Technologies, particularly in a field where innovation and diverse perspectives are key to success. Strong DEI practices can enhance decision-making and foster a more inclusive work environment. A diverse team brings varied perspectives, which is valuable for developing innovative technologies and addressing a broad range of customer needs. For investors, a commitment to DEI can improve the company's reputation and attractiveness, signaling a forward-thinking organization. Effective DEI initiatives also support talent acquisition and retention.
Investors increasingly value DEI, especially in technology sectors where creativity and understanding diverse needs are critical to innovation and growth.
Exactly. Teledyne Technologies' focus on DEI not only benefits their internal culture but also enhances their market positioning and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, Teledyne Technologies operates in a rapidly evolving technology sector. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Teledyne Technologies' strategy involves staying agile and responsive to market changes by investing in advanced technologies, expanding into new markets, and adapting to emerging trends. Behavioral finance helps them manage risks associated with technological advancements, regulatory changes, and shifting customer needs. Their ability to adapt to new developments and maintain a competitive edge is crucial for long-term success. Balancing risk and innovation is essential for navigating the dynamic technology sector.
Teledyne Technologies' adaptability is key to its success in the competitive tech market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing new opportunities helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. Teledyne Technologies' focus on adaptability and innovation helps them navigate the complexities of their industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare Teledyne Technologies to other major tech companies like Honeywell, Siemens, and General Electric. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Teledyne Technologies' dynamics can be compared to Honeywell, Siemens, and General Electric. Honeywell is known for its diverse portfolio in technology and manufacturing, appealing to investors looking for broad exposure. Siemens focuses on industrial automation and digitalization, targeting those interested in cutting-edge technologies. General Electric offers a wide range of industrial and consumer products, emphasizing innovation and operational efficiency. Teledyne Technologies' emphasis on specialized technologies and advanced instrumentation offers a unique value proposition distinguish.
Teledyne Technologies' focus on specialized technologies offers a distinct value proposition compared to its peers, each with different strengths and focuses within the tech sector.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics influence their strategies and investor perceptions, making Teledyne Technologies a unique player in the technology industry.
To sum up, Teledyne Technologies' approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their market strategies and product development, their commitment to DEI, and their adaptability in the technology sector. Understanding these factors provides insight into their market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives Teledyne Technologies' performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.